Hello, welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and this is Shireen Shah.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Shireen. It's great to be back with you again. This topic is interesting because most of us have gotten down, fallen short. This is picking yourself up. And I think it's something that's kind of a fun topic to consider. So, have you ever felt like you needed to pick yourself up?
Yeah, all the time. Recently, actually.
Really? Big time stuff. So let's base it on that. Picking yourself up. You want to set the context or what?
Sure. I'll share how I picked myself up
yes.
in the last few months from all the major dramas in my life. And I feel that the one thing that I always told myself was that I'm on a hero's journey.
Yes. Now, do you want to set the context of what type of journey this was now? Some people may not know this.
That I was diagnosed with cancer and I had to go through the various issues that come. And so, and actually it's funny because I remember one time an oncologist telling me that when people hear the word cancer, for 3 weeks they don't hear anything else.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, they automatically assume the worst. And I was watching myself because this was way before, a few years ago in one of our retreats. He came to our retreats and he told me that, and I was watching myself in the first few weeks of hearing it, how I was dealing with it. Actually, I was dealing with it okay, but over time, over months, it takes its toll on you, you know, surgeries and all of those things take their toll on you. And so one of the things that I felt was that I'm on a hero's journey. And so at some point I had to tell myself that. I
yes.
am a hero and I'm on a hero's journey. And you know, in a good hero's journey, the hero goes through challenges.
Absolutely.
And those challenges bring out the potential, the highest potential in the hero. And every challenge the hero goes to leaves a mark on the plot.
Yes.
Right? And it changes the plot. It moves the plot along. And ultimately, the most important thing about a hero's journey is it always has good endings.
Yes.
And so I kept telling myself, if this is not good right now, then it's not the ending.
That is beautiful. That is truly.
And so I don't. You know, that this is a challenge that I have to pick myself up and go. It's not the ending, not to be down. And so that's one thing about the hero's journey. It was very, very important. And the other aspect of picking myself up is courage.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a saying in the Brahma Kumaris that if you take one step of courage, then God will give you 1,000 steps of help. And so I told myself, so if I take half a step of courage, then I get 500 steps. 500, you know.
If I move 1 millimeter, at least that's across the room from God.
Right. And so if I move, you know, like 1/4 of a step, and then I said, so if I don't move at all today, then I don't get any help.
Very good.
So I have to move. And so I have to get up and get moving. And so that really, really helped.
Ah, that's good. Did you get into the place of figuring out what you're grateful for in the spite of looking at this mountain with a big C on it?
You know, yeah, actually, yes.
I just know you. I can't imagine you're not doing that.
You know, spiritual life is actually a very long journey. You know, people still are in this mode of seeking, but actually once you seek, you have to get on a journey, and it's a very long journey. And what I've noticed with whatever happened is that the journey became shorter because it's not about a physical length of the journey. It's about you learning certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're learning certain things and things are coming at you faster and you're learning them faster, then the journey becomes shorter. So for me, it's about the journey becoming shorter.
So
because
I accelerated
yeah. learning. And also, it was about compassion.
Very good.
Compassion for others. And also, it was about learning to really value my body, mm-hmm. Value what is going on with it, that I have a symbiotic relationship with it. I can't just be a soul, you know,
right.
And the body is tagging along. That there is a relationship and I can't ignore it, and I have to bring it with me.
Wow, I can see a lot of payoffs in the hero's journey that you're getting all along. And that is facing death is one of the toughest pieces of the hero's journey in picking yourself up.
No, actually what I've learned is death is easy. Uh-huh. Living well is hard. Uh-huh. And so in spite of everything, you have to learn to live well. You have to learn to live with courage. You have to learn to live with a smile. And you cannot be down and depressed about things. And so that part is harder. Death comes very easy, actually.
Years ago, a friend gave me, this is coming out of the probably 60s, gave me a small poster, and it's this idyllic streams and families walking along through in this pristine paradise. And in the middle of it is a huge, 1,000 times greater than any of the beings in it, hand grenade. It's such a stark contrast. And when he gave it to me, I'm going, wow, what is that? But I stuck it up in a corner of my office, and I thought, maybe that's death. But the real optimistic piece is what I hear you saying, and that is, we're all going to get there at some point, but to totally embrace and love and be joyful, that's the real payoff.
Yeah,
in that.
Yeah, and that's harder, actually.
Yeah, it is, but that is the only way to live, I would think.
Exactly. And you know, I always tell myself about picking yourself up, that if nothing else, think of yourself as a child learning to walk.
Yes.
And so when you're learning to walk, you fall down, you have to get up. You have fall down, you have to get up. And so that you have to get up.
Yes.
You have to get up because you're learning to walk is more important than you falling down.
Which is the basis, I think, of the, I believe it's Japanese saying, 7 times down, 8 times up. The other thing you made me realize is that when we have to pick ourselves up, there is a faith that this is carrying us somewhere.
Right, right.
That's important for us.
Right. We are all heroes in our own lives.
Right.
And actually, the most important thing is we are something. We are always something. We are either a victim, we are either a hero, we are either a martyr, we are either a tyrant, we are either a damsel in distress or a prince or whatever. We are always playing different roles.
Exactly.
And it's good to play the hero role. And it's good not to play the damsel in distress role. Because
I never play that.
You never play that. Well, then, course, there's certain a gender also comes with some baggage.
Sure.
And so, being a female gender, it comes with the baggage of damsel in distress. But anyway, every one of us has to play a role. Mm-hmm. And if I think of myself as a hero, then that's what life will present itself to me. And so, it is kind of like an attractor. Whatever I'm playing, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever I'm playing, if I'm playing victim,
right?
Then
that attracts victim.
No, I will attract tyrants in my life.
Uh-huh.
I will attract people who are going to victimize me.
Mm-hmm.
Or I will, my perception of the world is whatever is happening is I will victimize myself.
And that's why the victim role is one of the worst roles to have. I'm thinking of a child learning to walk, and the child, as you describe, falls down dozens, hundreds of times a day. At some point, it's good that the child does not conceptualize victimness, because he would at some point,
give up.
The end of one day, say, I'm clearly not a walker, Mom. I need you to carry me the rest of my life.
Right.
And so in that sense, or to say to the parents, well, your kid's not a walker. I saw him fall down 10 times. And the mom will say, of course he's a walker. We all have that capacity that you're telling us about and demonstrating of being the hero of the story, even when we're when we fall down.
Because we are heroes of our own story, and so that is the trust I have to have in myself.
Yes.
More than even love myself, I feel we all have to trust ourselves.
And have the courage to take that next step.
Right, Right. You know, the difference between love and trust is in the child, in the mom. The mom trusts that the child can walk. Mm-hmm. The mom sees the end result of the child walking. Right. The mom loves the child, but also that trust and in my own capacity.
Right.
In my own capacity for wonderful things, in my own capacity for beautiful endings in my life, in my own capacity for a joyful life. And so I have to trust that. And when I trust that, then whatever is going on right now will seem like a springboard for something more major and something better.
You know, I would guess that the parents watching this can understand that analogy so much of looking at the child and seeing the potential. The hard one is looking in the mirror with that trust and seeing that, as you described, seeing yourself on the hero's journey when someone's giving you some of the worst news you could imagine. And so in that, what are some of the ways we get to that internal peace that we can have that total trust?
One of the ways, I want to go back to the hero's journey.
Yeah.
In a regular movie, right, the hero is always connected with the director of the movie. The director is concerned about what the hero's part is going to be, how he's going to act, you know. Mm-hmm. And so my thing was that I am connected with the director of the play.
That's your God connection.
Yes, that, and he has a vested interest in me playing this right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not me. I'm just the soul, and whatever is happening with the body, and I have to play this right because the director is actually showing me how to do this. He is showing me how to progress this movie along.
Right.
And so that really gave me a lot of peace.
Very good. So within that, this is all on a foundation of your meditation. It's all on a foundation of your purity of thought. It's all on a foundation of how you get yourself good food.
Right.
Enough
right.
rest.
Enough rest, yes. You know, interesting, because I remember the first message Dadi Janki gave me when she found out I was sick, is she said, you have to learn to have a good relationship with your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she could have said a lot of things. And when she said that, I really realized that's the piece I'm ignoring. Is this relationship with the body. And so in all aspects, whatever is happening with us, is that I have to have, especially in this case, I can't ignore, I can't say I'm a hero and the director is taking care of me, so I'm not going to do what the doctors are
right.
saying. Or I am, you know, and this is just an example. It could be many things that I have to have a good relationship with myself. And also I have to have a good relationship with not only the body, but in some cases, if you have to pick yourself up, and let's say it's in a divorce,
mm-hmm.
or it's in someone died, you know. It's very important that you have good relationships.
Right.
You know, that you don't mess it up. So let's take, for example, is an example of a relationship of a divorce, that you don't burn that bridge.
Right.
So picking yourself up does not necessarily mean you put someone else down.
And in that context, because we'll wrap up with that thought on divorce, even that gives you the springboard to be the hero and know things about yourself, strengths you could not have had your world not crumbled in that way.
Right, right.
Things to forgive, stretches that we have. So even in the midst of being on the downside, as we pick ourselves up, we know we are more of the hero on the hero's journey than
yeah.
had we not fallen at all.
And the hero also doesn't hurt anyone.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
so... it's only as much as necessary
right.
for whatever to progress a part along, but unnecessarily hurting people and messing up relationships and all of that is And of course, the first thing is the body, but anything else also.
Right. That's great. Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining us. Good day.